Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? Me llamo Byron González, and today, hoy en casa, I bring you a fantastic SoCal sound session because today in studio, we have Jojo, we have Ringo, we have Henry, we got Los Lonely Boys. Está aquí en la casa, aquí estamos. ¿Qué tal?
Yeah,
¿qué tal,
yeah,
gente?
The big intro.
That's so cool. That
no
is so cool.
No matter where we're at, we have to do that. You know, even like when we're at home and I, you know, I just got out of the shower and I'm like, okay, baby, I'm out of the shower. I'm walking to my room. My brothers all of a sudden appear and we go, I just took a shower.
And he has the cymbals ready.
Later, guys.
No. I take this drum set everywhere I go with me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's why it's small, right? It's easy. Yeah, you can just carry it.
Okay, I'm going to start cooking. Give me the cheese. Carne asada.
Carne
guisada. Yeah. I'm going to make tortillas tonight.
We have a soundtrack to our lives. You know, so that's basically what
it's everywhere I go. I put them in my backpack.
Yeah. Hands down already, this is like the best session all year, I'm telling you. but at the time of this taping, you just ended your recent tour, and you ended at Greek Theater last night.
Right.
How was it, man? How what was the first thoughts that come to your head when you hit the stage?
Oh.
For me, it was... This is the last one.
This is the last one?
Oh, the last one. Or when we first started, I was like seeing purple spots. Everything tasted like mustard and, you know, and stuff.
I couldn't breathe.
I couldn't breathe.
No, man, really?
My first thought was, man, I hope my brothers don't mess up.
We always mess up, huh, Ringo?
I'm kidding.
It's always our fault.
It's always me.
No, you see what you started?
That's it.
I'm out of here. No, the truth, man, is that every time we come to Los Angeles, we always, you know, we're always very well received and everybody's always happy to be here. And we've said it many times before. This is our, like, a home away from home for us, brother. So
yeah.
It's always good to return, man.
I'm sure you got a lot of desmadre out there in the audience that are
absolutely
like, whoo, whoo.
It's like one big giant familia everywhere we go, man. Gracias a Dios. It really is. A lot
all that was missing, like those churrasqueras and the barbecues.
Yeah, or, you know, like flying bottles and, you know, people, you know, just kind of go, hey, Chewy, hey, calmate, bro.
No,
we're hanging
really
out with,
it's really great, man.
With Creeper even last night. From Cholo Fit. I don't know if you remember that.
We're
hanging out with him last night.
That's so cool.
Fun. We were like, hey, bro, hey, let's work out, homes.
It is really great every time we come here to LA, man. And
I know.
A bunch of Mexicanos and there's no fighting, so that's great.
Yeah, what's great is that you not only get Mexicanos, you get Guatemaltecos, Salvadoreños, like everybody, right?
But
that night, everybody is off, like...
Somos iguales.
Sí, somos iguales.
We're the same thing, man, and we really are pretty much anyways.
Iguanas?
The only thing that separates, you know, Mexicanos from, like, you know, let's just say Puerto Ricanos or something is that we use our S's in our language and they don't. You know, like when we say está, they say está.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
That's like, what it sounds like to us. Maybe we're just going deaf and we don't
deep in Mexico, you know, their S's are more like S's.
Like Barcelona, España.
Sí, de Barcelona y de España. Como Latina. And, you know, in where we're from, though, you know, here también in LA and... But in Texas, too, we still use our S's, man, so.
So we, you know, with our music, though, we try to bring just the human spirit together to folks, man.
Yeah, and
that's
a lot of love.
Good about Los Lonely Boys.
Absolutely.
A
that's
lot
what it's
love.
All about, brother. That really
it's
is.
A colorful audience, man. It's
that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
That's beautiful you say that.
Every time you say beautiful, my ears, they water up.
My ears are leaking.
I said my ears.
Your ears.
You really got it.
Yeah, I just got it.
I said ears and
I'm a little slow. I only had one cup of coffee instead of my two. It takes me a while.
I'm running on no coffee, bro. These are fumes.
He's like, I didn't have Starbucks. I had Starbuck.
If you notice, when your car's running on fumes, that's when it runs the best.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fuerza.
Really, it's like I'm fixing to run out of gas.
Yeah. No. It really. It's like that. Even like my snare drum or something.
Right
before it's fixing to pop, it sounds its best. I'm like, oh no. And it's in the middle of a song, and if we just barely started the show, it's like, oh no.
Happened on this tour.
Yeah.
One of the first shows, man. And so it happens a lot, though.
It's like that with me and my wife. Like, things are going good, and that's when you know, hey, man, something's about to give here.
And you change it.
It's been too good for too long. Something.
That's hilarious.
When songs come out, like, you know,
some
send
of the
more
best
love.
Songs. They come out on fumes.
They do. And you released a new single recently. I do want to talk about that, but I have a little bit more important questions right now. Like,
okay.
the most important one that I want to know from Los Lonely Boys, what's your favorite food?
Oh.
Orale!
No, why me first? Because
the kind that you eat, bro.
The kind that you eat, all of it.
Well, look, it's kind of like asking us what our favorite song is, man.
Okay.
You know,
it's
for
hard
me,
to say.
And then this might sound kind of cheesy or cliche to everybody, but
well,
honestly,
it is food.
But the
cheesy
truth of the matter is for me, the best food is the cleanest food, something that's grown.
Yeah, but if you had to pick one food, what would be your best food?
Food fresh out of my garden.
Ooh. Like what? A carrot, a cucumber.
You don't grow salmon in your garden, man.
I had actually.
Just pick one so we can give the audience.
You know, they're the ones, you know, taking care of the.
Well,
you know.
What did he pick?
A fresh.
I mean, cantaloupe.
Yeah, well, just pick one though.
The freshest bean. My favorite food. My favorite food of all times. It's changed over the years, man. Look, this whole tour, I had chicken wings just about every night.
There you go. Okay? That's your food of the year.
It was for this run anyway. Okay. So I'll go with hot wings.
Ringo? Nice.
And I can take the hot wings, man. There ain't no, if you see people freaking out on Cholula and Tapatio, and I'm like,
oh, man.
We need to get you on the hot ones.
Oh,
have
we
you seen
can,
that
I
yet?
Can do it. We can do it. I don't
hot
know.
Ones. Get
I could
JoJo
do that. I'm
there.
Pretty sure. I think I could.
We can do it.
We could do it.
All
I
three
just
of
go
you.
For the milk.
It's not chocolate in it.
Oh, man.
I just ate a chicken sandwich. I just ate a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
I just ate a chicken sandwich from someplace, and they made me sign a waiver.
No,
I'm like,
really?
It's just Reaper, man.
Big deal.
Dude, what's your favorite food?
What is
I don't have a. I mean, dude,
come on, just pick one.
Conchas.
Conchas?
Conchas.
Conchas.
Out of all those things you cook.
Yeah.
This guy makes, like, it looks like $1 million plates, man.
No way. And he's got a mission to start at his house.
Texican taste buds.
Ringo's a chef, dude.
Instagram,
no lie.
Texican taste buds. Ringo's a chef.
Okay.
Self-taught chef.
Well, you know.
I don't care what he says. He always, you know, he's real modest about it. But
he's
Ringo,
family certified.
I'm a Ringo home really cook. Is a top line chef, man. He really man, is.
Texican you. Chef.
Mm-hmm.
No, Texican taste buds.
Texican taste buds on Instagram. Mm-hmm,
Instagram. Yeah. Blow it up, folks.
Out of Henry,
bro, tacos. Because you can put anything in it.
That's true.
You know?
Man, that's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
And you know, regular tacos is just like the Mexican hamburger, you know?
It's, yeah.
I want to change my answer.
Yeah. So,
I want to change my answer to conchas.
Conchas.
Fideo.
Yeah, I did.
Fideo.
Some kind of Mexican pasta.
Sopa.
It's just sopa. You know, it's just something that our mom made.
Hey, Henry, that's good though, man, because the taco is the Mexican hamburger. It's ground beef. It's got lettuce, tomato.
Well, it's different here.
You can put whatever you want in a taco. Yeah. That's what's good. Is if you want fish in it, you can get fish in it. If you want conchas in it, you can put conchas in it.
Yeah.
You
can make tacos out of tacos, man. You know what I mean?
Like
tacoception.
You could put a corn tortilla in a corn tortilla.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But wait, we're not done. After we put that, you know, inside a flour tortilla, and after we do that, we put it inside a waffle, and then after that, we put it inside a pizza.
And then you deep fry it.
And then you deep fry it.
Yeah. Just to put the cherry. That's awesome.
No, see?
I mean,
and then after you deep fry it,
that's why he doesn't cook.
Yeah, no, that's why.
I'm kidding. He does.
Bologna,
well, thanks for the question, bro. That's a fun question.
It is a fun one. And you guys are fun people, so it's like it works.
Thanks, now, what did you call us?
The Los Lonely Boys. I called you guys Los Lonely
Boys. You guys are the Lonely
Boys.
Funny Boys.
Can you guys dispel this rumor for me? There's this rumor going on the internet that you guys actually died in 1996. Mm-hmm. Can you speak on that?
I mean, I don't know that we should because it's true, and I don't really think that we should talk about that because it's absolutely true. But
I mean,
if you talk about it.
The camera can't get the number. You can't see back
no.
here. You
yeah,
know?
We have. We're actually, honestly, man, we are the clones.
Oh,
we're
is
not
true.
Los Lonely Boys. We're Los Clonely Boys.
The Clonely Boys.
Clonely Boys, because the other guys, they did die in 1996. And
how did they die?
They were hanging out with this guy, Paul
That's
McCartney.
Classified.
Oh, yeah, it's classified.
We're not supposed to talk about that because then, you know, those people kind of come after you and all that stuff. But see, now we're already talking about
only
it.
Only us and the guy who says he's
hey,
Paul
guys,
McCartney know the
no, there
story.
Really was a rumor that I had, like, blown up at a gas station.
That
oh,
is
really?
True. That is
yeah, and got stabbed or something. I was like,
so apparently Ringo the drummer did die in 1996 by explosion or spontaneously combusting or something like that. So.
That really happens to people.
Mine was probably, I think I got in a wreck, and then I was stabbed and then shot and set on fire.
So you still have those memories.
Yeah, it still comes back because, you know, when you're cloned, they take a piece of the actual being.
Yeah.
So. I was just abducted by illegal aliens and took back to Mexico.
That's funny, man. No, yeah, we're still kicking, brother.
Yeah, we're
and
still
Cheech
rocking
was
out.
There.
Cheech was there.
Yeah, he was at the line where they're trying to get in, and they wouldn't let him in. They wouldn't let him make.
He was
a
like, "No, man, I'm really big in the stage." They're like, "Estamos ahí en los Unidos Estados."
Yeah, yeah, and he got a bunch of people to like rush the border.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Legend.
Come on, man.
So I do want to talk about new music. You haven't released new music in 10 years.
It's been about 10
years. How does it feel to go back in studio and collab with your brothers again after 10 years?
Like it did the last time.
That's good. It probably is, right?
No, truthfully, man, we were always a live band. We were never really like into being in the studio.
Oh, and really?
So, yeah, and so every time we were, you know, years ago when we were in the studio before we died, it was kind of like, we were like, yeah, we'd rather do live settings and things like that. But now in these days, being in the studio is, it's become a lot more fun, man. We, you know, we become a little more intricate with how we write and how we're producing things, sounds and things like that. And so I think it's a great, for me personally, I can definitely say that there's nothing like it, man, you know, recording with my brothers, man.
Yeah, bro, it really brings tears to my eyes, man, to just know that we got together again to work on something because we're brothers, man, and COVID gave everybody a break in the whole world, you know, that pandemic thing that shut down the whole world, and you know, to get together after all that time and do some more music again and deliver some music to the folks, man. It's just, it brings tears to our eyes to know that I get to be.
I just want to add real quick before it goes to you. Whenever he said that word, let's get it beeped out. I don't want to, because we don't want to talk about that C word that you said. it's better say it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to keep it real. Close up. We argue all the time.
Yeah.
I hate recording.
Your brothers.
We saw it in the beginning. We almost quit because of Ringo.
I should have said talk COVID.
Talk COVID.
Otra vez.
You can make everything into a
everything
taco.
Everything goes into taco, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's like the Mexican Chinese taco chino.
Simon, that's the shot.
I like that. I'm going to put some orange chicken in my tacos next time.
No, man. I mean, Ringo's right. I mean, we're.
No, I was only kidding, but.
No, he's not kidding. Now he's lying.
That's like I said, I'm keeping it real.
I feel like you guys joke around more than argue.
We do, brother.
You know, like.
Even when we argue, we joke.
It sounds like a joke.
Yeah. What's the use in being serious, bro?
Yeah, don't take life serious, man, because
I mean, there's a
you only live
for it.
Once,
that was,
so.
That was a test, and you failed.
I did. I can't.
You failed miserably. I mean, what?
In school, I was always getting D's and C's, so you're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, no, it's
all right. Yeah, of course, I failed every test. Without a D. It's
the
very end. Flunk.
Oh, I'm like, what?
No, it took me a while.
Flunk?
No, flunked.
Flunked it. Flunked it in.
But hey, bro, you were making good grades, man, because I was making E's and F's. Q's and F's.
The Z.
Z.
You got the first Z.
I'm pretty sure I made a Z.
A Z is like, this was the first Z in history.
Yeah. So what's the plan for Los Lonely Boys with new music? What can we expect?
Oh,
what
musically, kind of I thought you meant like after this, we're going to hit up a food truck.
That too. That
get
too.
Some carne asada.
Taco.
Taquitos. No, I don't know.
Tacos, otra vez. Man, really, bro? It's what we've always been doing. Our plans are to keep releasing music. Where at this point, we're releasing singles, you know?
Cool.
And that, like we did with Send More Love is the newest single. And
there's another one coming.
We think after,
perfect.
You know,
ooh,
once that,
yeah.
once its own
excited.
Wave has been ridden for a while, you know, by all the surfers and whatnot. Man.
We want to try to give each song its chance, man.
Right.
And
you
give
have to
each
do
one
that
of
in
them
this day and age.
To really sink into folks, you know, because, you know, we know we've been here for our lives for 40 years, man. We don't know for
man, another
40
you just
years.
Dated us, bro.
Yeah, aren't you like 25?
Yes.
Yeah.
I told them last
right?
night.
Yes.
Last night I, was like,
I have more gray hair than you guys.
Ain't no shame in the age, man.
No, it's not, man. But truthfully, it is about that for us, man. I mean, it's still about the music. It's about familia first. You know, el más grande primero de eso, man.
Yeah.
So, then music, or then family, then la música, and then tacos, of course.
Simón.
We always said it, man. We just got to wake up. the next day, and then we take it from there.
And then that
because there's always just today. There's never yesterday, and there's never tomorrow. It's always just today.
Just today.
So how is this new experience and this new iteration of Los Lonely Boys like informing the new music?
Well, it's basically, you know.
Wait, that was a really complicated question.
I was
gonna rephrase that. Can you rephrase it into some smaller words?
There's so many.
He got it.
There's so many different platforms and things out there, man. Different ways to get it out, man. And so, you know, for us, it's utilizing any means possible, man. Cool. We're still standing at you know on the side of the road with our trunk open selling records.
That's awesome. You know,
those things called CDs and 8-tracks and all that.
Wait,
sort of
what's
stuff.
What's a CD?
Man. See, that's what I mean. You know, we're doing all things that you've never even heard of, man. They're digging it up and
doing things we haven't done.
Is that like a physical MP3?
Yeah, something like that. You know
I've never heard
we'll
of that.
We'll talk about this later, man. we'll fill you in.
That's very cool. So there's a lot of new music. I am curious, though, when is the comedy album coming out?
Ooh, right after this, bro.
Right after
right
this?
After right after these messages.
Right after these messages from 88.5.
See, there you go. Every track ends with that. Every comedy album.
We just look forward to being alive, bro, and hopefully we can make it, you know, and just keep doing what we do, being a familia, and keep making music as brothers, man.
It's coming, though. It's coming, you know. Like I was trying to say a little bit earlier before I was so rudely interrupted by all three of you guys.
And anyway, like I was saying.
We're just going to
go ahead. No, go ahead and speak, JoJo.
Get it, bro. Okay, it's all good.
Yeah, you got the.
Yeah, say your piece.
You got the table, man.
I don't want to talk in
there. All right, this interview's over.
Hey, bro.
Later.
That was good.
That's good. But you're fine, man.
We're just going to keep putting out singles while we can, man. Let them ride their waves. And, you know, we'll drop another one. We already got a few in the works, ready to drop, man. So as long as everybody's enjoying the music, man, we're just going to keep doing it, bro.
Awesome. Yeah, we're going to keep enjoying the music. If the show last night was any testament to that,
absolutely.
Y'all need to come out with new music, mm-hmm. although we could still revel in your old music. It's still
absolutely.
Amazing, you know? You guys are as young as ever, I feel like.
Well, that's
why do you got to say old music? It's just music, bro.
Yeah.
Well, here's
that's
gonna,
discrimination, bro.
Find it weird
I'm done
talk
with this
about,
interview.
When we talk about ourselves in a younger form, we always say the old days. That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, were you thinking the same thing?
It's backwards because we should be saying, man, remember way back when
in the young days.
You feel as offended
days.
As I?
We say old days.
Because it don't sound right saying it. Youngies rule forever.
Youngies rule forever.
Oldies rule forever sounds good.
You know, it's like parking in driveways and driving on parkways.
Or like youngies, but goodies. Youngies, but goodies. That doesn't have the same thing.
What did you say, JoJo?
I said it's as weird as, you know, parking on driveways and driving in parkways. That's all I was just saying.
Ah, that's cool.
Weird like that, man. this place is just...
So anybody that's listening or watching this, man, y'all just keep your ears open and your eyes open and keep listening for Los Lonely Boys because we're going to be coming out with videos and songs that
there?
Are
there.
Yeah, on every platform. Third? Check it out on Instagram. You can check it out on Facebook.
YouTube,
you can check it out on YouTube.
On the radio.
On the radio. You can't forget that, man.
Can't forget that.
I was going to say that one with the green little symbol, but we won't talk about that, man. Because
the radio is where it's at.
That radio is where it's at, man. I mean, that's why we're still doing this, you know? Like I said, we still sell out of the back of our car. And we still go on that radio with the little dots that we can't say dots anymore.
We're bringing radio back, Holmes.
Maybe you can bring the dot back.
Well, we already did. I said, I don't care what y'all say. It's 88.5. Point.
Point. You're going
to
take
a
stand.
Point to say the point.
There you go.
88 period 5. Punctuation mark 5.
I like that one, the punctuation mark.
You just keep offending me, dude. I'm like...
This interview's over.
Nice talking to you.
I can't with Ringo. He just gets
none
offended
of
all
this.
No.
What do you say we do some new songs for you?
You're right.
You
want to
hear one of the new ones?
Yeah, let's hear the new ones. Ooh, that's going to be beautiful right now.
Okay.
All right. Go. Thank you all for coming in, though. I really appreciate you coming in, talking with me for the SoCal
Thank you
sound.
Thank you for your time, brother, man. Thank
you, brother. Right now, don't tune away. Don't click out of here. Stay here. We got Los Lonely Boys. They're going to play their new single, and then you can catch them on the radio and wherever you stream music, but catch them on the radio, most importantly. They're as young as ever. They got
man, we love everybody that's listening, man. God bless y'all.
And here we go.
Let's go. Take it away, y'all.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. We're here on 88.5. We got Los Lonely Boys in the house. Gonna bring y'all that new single. It's called Send More Love.
I've spoken to you. We've seen a lot of miles and hearts broken too. I'm calling with a smile, with tears in my eyes. It's so hard to say what should be no surprise. This world is going crazy. This world is I've got you on the line. Guess I'll give you the rest. Nobody's doing fine, and we're all just a mess. They're saying right is wrong, and they're saying wrong is right. Nobody tells the truth, 'cause it's easier to lie. This world is going crazy. Chest. To find a better love, you know I'll never find. Your love is all we need, going out of our mind. This world is going crazy. This world is going crazy.
Let's hear it, Ringo. Let's hear it.
Let's get it.
Woo! Ooh! Yeah!
Ew! Now we go. try to find myself for a very long time. Somewhere I lost myself. It's so hard to find my way back home. My body's roaming all alone. Feels like a real bad dream. So hard to break free, yeah. And even though I try, something else you gotta hold on me. Will I ever gain control of me? When will I wake up? Escape from this crazy dream. Maybe tomorrow I'll find a better dream for me. Now a shiver in my soul. Oh, I think I'm gonna go. But in the depth of my mind, there's a place that only I have seen. Will it ever be reality? Yeah. When will I wake up? Escape from this crazy dream. Maybe tomorrow.
Misery.
Austin, my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me? Crazy world, how far is heaven? But I just keep on praying, Lord, and just keep on living. How far is heaven? Lord, can tell me how far is heaven? We just gotta know how far, yeah. How far is this place I'm living. How far is heaven? And I just got to have some faith and just keep on giving. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me how far is heaven? We just gotta know how far, yeah. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me? SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.